On today's What Do We Do episode, we're talking about a financial movement that's literally catching fire with investors. FIRE stands for Financial Independence, Retire Early, F-I-R-E. And today we're breaking it all down. What is FIRE? How does it work? And is FIRE appropriate for you? It's going to be a great show, so hit the subscribe button. Give us a follow and let's go. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the What Do We Do podcast. I'm your host, Dewey Steffen, and on today's show, we're talking about a financial concept that is taking America and maybe the world by storm. The acronym FIRE, Financial Independence, Retire Early. For generations, the message has been work your whole life, retire at 65 and enjoy maybe 5, maybe 7, maybe 10 years, if you're lucky, years of retirement until the good Lord calls you home. Well, who's to say that that's the way to go about life? Who's to say that there's not another way that you can live your life? Maybe retire early, maybe have financial independence. And this is where the topic and the concept of FIRE, Financial Independence, Retire Early, comes from. There's all kinds of ways that you can plan for and live your best life. Well, the acronym FIRE, or Financial Independence, Retire Early, was originally coined back in 1992 by Vicki Robin and Joe Dominguez in their book, Your Money or Your Life. And in this book, they raise the question, what's more valuable, your time or your money? And then asked readers how you should value your life. Is it in terms of your time or your money? So the concept is fairly straightforward and fairly simple on the surface. Do you want to work hard or do you want to play hard? Well, the answer, my friends, is that you can't really play hard unless you have saved hard so that you don't have to work hard. So with all of this, there is a balance of maybe working and saving or playing and not saving. And in the concept of FIRE, it really establishes the rules you need to play by. So FIRE is not really a concept of get rich quick or circumvent or navigate around the responsibilities that you have in life. It's really just an idea that maybe you can make extra sacrifices now. Maybe you can play more later if you work more now. You can also, as they say, sacrifice now for opportunities later. And if the average retirement age or thought is 65, those that subscribe to the FIRE concept want to retire early. Some as early as 30, but more like 40 or 50, which may give you a decade, maybe two decades more of living life on your own terms. But you have to have set yourself up for success to make that happen. All right, so for today's episode, we're going to break it down into three main components. Why would you want to consider FIRE? What would be the benefits or drawbacks of FIRE? And how would you go about getting financially independent and retire early in your life if that's what you're going for? Okay, the first thing we want to talk about when we talk about FIRE is why. Why would you not want to work till 65? Why would you want to consider retiring early and being financially independent? Well, that may seem very obvious to you, but we'll break down the thoughts a little bit. Number one, maybe just freedom to go do other things. Maybe you don't want to be tied to your employer. Maybe you want to live life on your terms. And ultimately, if everyone's goal is to retire, why do you have to slave and work and be subject to decades and decades of hardship to finally gain the freedom that you really desire, when maybe you can find a way that you can get to the finish line earlier? So it seems maybe common sense, but ultimately there are those people that enjoy working. There are those people that want to work till 65 and beyond, and they enjoy it. It's not something they have to do. But for those that subscribe to FIRE, they don't want to live to work. They want to work so they can live. And to make that happen will require sacrifice. It will require a plan, and it will require thought and effort for sure. All right, well, one of our mantras on the show is certainly live your best life. And that goes along with the idea of FIRE, financially independent, retire early. And so now that we've maybe determined that it's a concept we want to consider, now we want to understand what the benefits, what the drawbacks, and what would be involved in the process of FIRE. So let's talk about that next. Once we've determined the why we should consider FIRE, the next step in the process is to understand what is involved with FIRE, financial independence, retiring early. And that would be, what are the benefits? What are the drawbacks? What are the pros and cons with the concept of FIRE? Some of the benefits of FIRE, or trying to achieve early retirement and financial independence, would be very simple. One is, if you go on the journey to FIRE, you would absolutely be gaining financial discipline. Whatever the result at the end of the day, understanding that you have to have a budget, you have to have goals, you have to understand how to achieve those goals, that would be financial discipline. And whether or not you truly achieved FIRE, having that benefit will serve you well no matter what. Another benefit of going down the road of FIRE would be the elimination of stress. Now, you may not totally eliminate it, but reducing stress, no matter how little, would be helpful, I think, for all of us. And in a situation where you're not stressed about work, you're not stressed about having to pay your bills every month, that in itself, reducing stress on the road to eliminating stress, is definitely another benefit of FIRE. A third benefit of trying to achieve FIRE would be that of your own freedom. The empowerment that you get by living life on your terms, as you are able to not work as much or truly retire and not be responsible to others and truly live for yourself, not only does that empower you, but it gives you back that most precious asset that we all long to have more of, and that is time. All right, in addition to the benefits that we can find trying to achieve FIRE, there are also drawbacks, challenges, and certainly some cons. And some of these may be very easy for you to understand or to see. Others may be a little harder to dissect, and so we'll go through a few of them now. There are certainly huge sacrifices that will need to be made if you are going to be financially independent and retire early. You'll have to have delayed gratification, as you can't have everything you want today if you're trying to set yourself up for an earlier success tomorrow. All right, now that we've determined the why consider FIRE and what would be some of the benefits or drawbacks of FIRE, now we want to get into how can we make FIRE happen. All right, the final step in the process of FIRE is to figure out how to get our FIRE. We've just discussed the why of FIRE, and we've also just discussed the what are the benefits and what are the drawbacks of FIRE. Well, now let's talk about how we can achieve financial independence, retire early. The number one step in achieving FIRE will be saving your income. It's not a secret that around half of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. That means they're not saving any of their income. So if you can save 10% or 20% of your income, you're on your way to having a great life and a great retirement and investing for success. However, if you want to get to FIRE, you're going to need to ratchet that up to 50%, maybe even 75% of your income needs to go to savings. If you're trying to retire early and the average retirement age is 65, and you're trying to retire at 30 or 35 or 40, then again, you're going to need a ton more money now that you can put away so you can start living that retirement early. Obviously, saving now will be the basic building block so you can retire early. Okay, the second step in the process is to reduce your expenses. After you've saved more, you need to spend less. That can be the double benefit to you. If you have less expenses, that'll help you save more, put it aside so you can achieve FIRE in your life. The third step in the process, as you're going along and saving aggressively and you're living below your means, is number three, invest wisely and aggressively. If you want to take your current money and have it be worth more later so you can retire earlier, you'll need to not just save, but you'll need to invest. And when you're investing, it's not just as simple as putting it into stocks and bonds and cash. You're going to need to have a diversified portfolio that provides passive income along with growth along the way. If you're going to retire with FIRE, you'll have to have some income coming in down the road. And as we've talked about in prior podcasts, there's active income, there's passive income, and there's retirement income. So in the world of FIRE, there is no more active income. You're going to need to live off of passive income. And down the road, when you are 59 and a half or older, you can tap into that retirement income. The final piece of the puzzle in the how can we create FIRE would be that of financial planning. In a normal environment where you'll work from your 20s up until your 60s and then retire to live until your 80s or 90s or even your hundreds, to summarize this idea, if you retire at age 65 and you plan to live on $100,000 a year and you live for 20 years in retirement, 20 years times 100,000 equals $2 million. So you'll need to figure out a way to either have $2 million at retirement or have enough plus earn enough passively that you'll have $2 million during those retirement years. Well, let's take it to 40 years in retirement. You retire at 45. So now you have from 45 to 85. And on that same $100,000 a year to live on, you now need $4 million, either in the bank or in your investment portfolio the day you do retire for FIRE, or the way you'll have something plus other investments or resources coming in along the way. So you'll have to have a plan for what assets and income you'll have now, later, and even later still. There are all kinds of ways that you can make up the difference. Talking to a financial planner will help you on this journey. You certainly don't have to have the whole $4 million in your bank account if you want to retire at 45 and live off $100,000 per year. However, you can't retire at 45 very promisingly if you don't have any money in the bank and you're just giving it a shot. So, with all of this in mind, make sure you have a plan because as we always say, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And certainly let's not forget working with a financial professional. If you're starting out on this journey or already on your way, a financial professional can help you create your budget. They can work with you to review your budget. They can help you with your financial plan or review your financial plan and do all these things to fire you up. With that, if you like this information and find the podcast useful, please subscribe and follow for more. And as I always say, live your best life, be radically generous, a great big booyah to ya. And today's episode was all about fire, but we're just getting started.
The opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It's only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risks and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional.